personal lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty Thursday to a new charge of lying to Congress about a Russian real estate venture Trump sought to develop during his presidential campaign. The charge was filed by special counsel Robert Mueller, who was leading a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has details.
In a surprise appearance in Manhattan federal court, the president's former lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about his work to build a Trump Tower in Russia. Cohen admitted telling a Senate committee last year the project was ended by January 2016. In fact, negotiations continued till June. A prosecutor working with special counsel Robert Mueller was in the courtroom for the plea. Cohen said he lied to protect the president, referred to during proceedings only as Individual One. Defense attorney Guy Petrillo.
Mr. Cohen has cooperated. Mr. Cohen will continue to cooperate.
Trump called Cohen a weak man who pleaded guilty to lighten his sentence. Warren Levinson, New York.
Outside the White House, President Trump said not to believe Michael Cohen, accusing him of succumbing to pressure from prosecutors.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
The developments come as President Trump continues almost daily attacks on Mueller's investigation. Last week, Mr. Trump provided written answers to about 24 questions posed by Mueller about his own actions and recollections of the campaign. It is not known, however, whether Mueller will follow up with more questions for Trump, now nearly halfway through his first term in the White House. President Trump said Wednesday that a possible pardon for his one-time 2016 campaign chairman Paul Manafort, facing years in prison for financial fraud, is, quote, not off the table. He told the New York Post in a White House interview that he has never discussed pardoning the 69-year-old longtime lobbyist. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Wednesday voted overwhelmingly in a non-binding resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-backed intervention in Yemen, a four-year conflict against Shiite Houthi rebels. The 63-37 vote came just hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis urged lawmakers to avoid cutting U.S. assistance to Riyadh. Pompeo called the Senate proposal ill-timed, coming ahead of planned peace talks in Sweden.
It would encourage the Houthis. It would encourage the Iranians. It would undermine the fragile agreement for everyone to go to Sweden and have this discussion.
A similar measure failed earlier this year, and this vote was taken in the wake of the October murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has repeatedly denied ordering the killing, but the Central Intelligence Agency concluded otherwise. Defense Secretary Mattis insisted there is no direct evidence of his complicity.
We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
Pompeo said degrading ties with Riyadh would be a grave mistake for U.S. national security. He described the Gulf Kingdom as a powerful force for stability in the region and a counterweight to Iran. A British security contractor, G4S, says five of its employees, including a Briton, were killed and 32 others injured in an overnight gun and bomb attack against one of its compounds in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The company said Thursday five employees have been seriously injured. Afghan officials confirmed the attack on the well-guarded facility in Kabul killed a total of 10 people and injured many more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the suicide raid, saying it inflicted heavy casualties on both Afghan and foreign occupying forces inside the compound. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is asking NATO allies to send naval ships to the Sea of Azov to aid his country and provide security amid tensions with Russia. NATO spokeswoman responded by saying the military alliance already has a strong presence in the Black Sea region. Also Thursday, Turkey's president said he could play a mediator role between Ukraine and Russia. He's held phone talks with leaders on both sides, said he would continue discussing the issue with Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump at a G20 summit in Argentina. But within the last hour, President Trump posted on Twitter that based on the fact that the ships and sailors have not been returned to Ukraine from Russia, he decided it would be best for all parties to cancel the previously scheduled meeting. Suicides and drug overdoses helped lead a surge in U.S. deaths last year and drove a continuing decline in how long Americans are expected to live. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
The Voice of OAA 1, the Voice of America, VOA.